Let's read about one that really is the root of all sin. Let's talk about pride. Pride in the Bible, it's everywhere. It started with Satan and his fall. It started with Eve thinking she knew better than God. Proverbs 6, 16 through 20. These six things does the Lord hate, yea, even seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift to run to mischief, a false witness that sneaketh lies, that he shall sow with discord among the brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not thy mother. So let's go back to our teaching on pride. We just read Proverbs 6. A lot of people know that homosexuality is an abomination to God. A lot of the American church system knows that, even though they're caving into it more and more. Here's what we know: that a proud look is an abomination unto God. So the American culture and the church system, they're just like the world. They live in pride and vanity. But Jesus, who is the Creator, humbly clothed us in Genesis 3 when he shed blood and covered man. But mankind decides they're going to live their own way. We're going to act, live, dress, talk the way we want. And that's not what is ordained by God. So pride comes in many fashions. How you dress, how you live. Ready? I got a lot of Baptist people and other denominations telling me I'm proud to be a Baptist. That's an abomination to God. God hates pride. I'm proud to be an American. Why would you be proud to be an American? America is a godless nation because it's not the biblical God they follow. America went to war for a 3% tax and killed people. Does that sound like the Jesus of the Bible? No. That's not the Jesus of the Bible. Going to war and killing people. George Washington was a deist, didn't even believe in Jesus. Thomas Jefferson took a penknife and cut out the words of Jesus from his Bible. That's a historical fact. He's an antichrist figure. So proud to be an American. Why? Not God bless America. God's coming to judge America. And so we just love you enough to tell you these truths. Pride has to go. Humility and meekness. What is humility and meekness? That means you're humbled and under the word of God. Not your own way. Not your religious church system's way, which is not made of man, of God, it's made of man. You're humbled beneath the mighty hand of God, and you're keeping his word, and you're keeping his ways. That's what meekness and humbleness is, the opposite of pride. But pride, let me give you another example. We're going to offer God Christmas and Easter. That's prideful. You know why? God didn't ordain Christmas and Easter or Good Friday. They're lies. Look on my website for free. I have teaching articles on each one. Man created. Man created the pagan holidays. Not God. A holiday means holy day. Who can make days holy? So Proverbs 6 says pride is an abomination to God. So America and the church is an abomination to God as they live in pride. Proud to be a Packer fan. Look at the whole LGBT movement. They use pride for their word. That shows the enemy is at work. Pride and the rainbow. They took God's symbols and what God hates, and they use it for their blasphemous scenarios. So that's wicked and that's sinful. And you have to repent of that, or God is going to judge everyone for pride, including me. Be lowly, be meek, be humble, not prideful and lifted up in your religion, in your lifestyle, in your patriotism, in your pagan holidays, in your dress, whatever it is that gives you pride. Could be your job position, anything. Pride will separate you from a holy God. So I'm here to warn you and tell you about that, neighbor, because we love and care for your soul.